CNN News Selection Number 2, Where France Meets Arabia.
A Parisian crown jewel is landing on the show's home turf, the shores of Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, some 10 years in the making, including a five-year holdup, the Louvre Abu Dhabi is finally swinging its doors open.
Right now, it's having its official state opening. This weekend, the public will finally get to enjoy the place. This show's very own Becky Anderson takes us behind the scenes to check out this spectacular new museum.
It's taken 10 years and hundreds of millions of dollars. But now the UAE finally has a world-class museum to call its own, the new Louvre Abu Dhabi, which opens this week.
Why did Abu Dhabi want to bring the Louvre? Why here?
We felt that we really wanted to create something for the world. It's a museum that connects us together. And I think the beauty with this museum is that it will talk to everybody.
The first artwork visitors see may just be the building itself. Designed by award-winning French architect Jean Nouvel, its centerpiece steel dome shades the 23 galleries below, creating this so-called rain of light.
I wanted to create a museum belonging to this civilization, belonging to this country, belonging to history and geography.
Inside, the Louvre Abu Dhabi has over 600 artworks on display, from ancient Egyptian artifacts to Vincent van Gogh. Even this portrait by Leonardo da Vinci, its first appearance outside of Europe.
Amassing the collection that the Louvre Abu Dhabi has to this point in the amount of time that they have is remarkable.
The Louvre Abu Dhabi is the result of an intergovernmental deal made between France and the UAE in 2007. The brand name alone sold for an estimated $520 million on loan for 30 years. But for decision makers here, it's not about the money.
We hear remarks of costs and of delays. I think first and foremost, we made sure that when we have the first visitor entering this museum, he's going to see something of fantastic quality. I think that's what's important. But what's the most important thing is culture is here to stay. So the winner here is culture.
Next up, they say, are two more museums just over the horizon, including a future Guggenheim. Becky Anderson, CNN, Abu Dhabi.